Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And the reason we're working on your financial freedom is I've tapped into Sorrell's knowledge base, and I've asked him to come onto the show. Now, you're wondering, okay, who is this Sorrell guy? Is he like, you know, the antithesis to Batman, or did he discover the internet? What exactly is a Sorrell? Well, a Sorrell is a man, and he's a wonderful man, and he's got a wonderful story. As a matter of fact, this man spent a good portion of his working life kind of living a lifestyle. Yeah, he had found a career that actually worked well with what he likes to do in life, which is see the world. Yeah, Sorrell is a world traveler. I mean, the last time I had him on the show, I estimated that he had been to about 40-some-odd countries, and he quickly corrected me and said, no, dude, it's 91. And I'm like, 91? I mean, are there that many countries in the world? Because clearly I'm not paying attention. But Sorrell is. There is something that happened to Sorrell in his early 50s. Even though he was making good money. I mean, he's working, we'll just call it corporate America and leave it at that. He's working in the industry. He's actually making great money. He's using that money to fund his lifestyle. But then we get to his 50s. And things just, they weren't quite adding up from Sorrell's perspective. So let's do this. Let's stop talking about Sorrell and let's start talking to Sorrell. Sorrell, welcome to the show. It is so good to have you back, my fellow scuba diving buddy. How are you today?
I'm great, Al. Thanks for having me on. I love when I'm on your program, and I love talking to you and live on the air, but as you know, but we obviously talk, you know, independently of this too, but always good to be on your show, Al.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you, outside of the real estate stuff, you know, you're one of those guys I like to seek out, because when I see your smile, when I see your face, you just make me feel good, because, you know, there's something about you, Sorrell, that's kind of infectious. And I don't mean like in a COVID-19 way. I mean from a standpoint of, outside of you being an outstanding real estate investor, you're just an outstanding human being too. And if I had not joined Lifestyles Unlimited 4 years ago, I would have never had the opportunity to meet you. I would have never had the opportunity to get to know you. And here's the big one, folks. I would have never been able to pick up the phone and call Sorrell and have him mentor me. You heard me correctly. Sorrell is one of those mentors that I've told you about. Remember last week when I was talking about, I've got a couple of mentors. I've got one in the single family space. His name is Sorrell. And I've got one, actually, I've got two in the multifamily space, and their names are Doug and Robert. But I don't talk to Doug and Robert about single family stuff because that's not their expertise. I go right to Sorrell because Sorrell has been there, done that, got the t-shirt. Not only has he used single family to change his station in life and to change his financial position, he helps other people. And I think that's really cool. So Sorrell, let's do this real quick. Give us a quick lowdown, a little data dump on your background, and let's just get to where we're supposed to be getting to.
Okay, one quick thing before we go to that, I want to just touch on high-level stuff you just said. I think you had, at that point, had just become the radio superstar that you are today, and you called me. We hadn't met personally at that time, but I knew you, of course, because you were on the radio, and I had never been on your program or anything, but you and Tina were actually sitting in front of a house, and I don't remember what the scenario was, but you called me for some information, and we actually talked through a scenario you're working on, sitting in your car in front of a house. I still remember that.
Yeah, that was a pivotal thing for us because we were doing a 1031 exchange. We were disposing of some properties that were underperforming, and this was third of three we were going to do. And this was the one that the other two, performance-wise, looked a little better. And then Tina and I were kind of like, I don't know. Should we pull the trigger on this? Meanwhile, our odometer is clicking for time on the decision-making point. And so if you recall, I was a little stressed out in that conversation, was I not?
I think you were.
Yeah. And the reason we called you, Sorrell, is because we needed sage advice. We needed somebody who was disinterested in the actual transaction, who could step back, analyze the scenario, and tell us what we should be focusing on instead of what all of our emotions were telling us to focus on. Do you remember what you told us to do at that point?
I don't, unfortunately. I talked to a lot of people. I don't remember the outcome of it. But
okay, so here's what happened. And in one sentence, you told me exactly what I needed to hear. You said, Al, don't fall in love with the property. Fall in love with the numbers. If those numbers don't do for you what you need them to do, walk away. You remember that now?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, coming back to me. Yeah.
Yeah. And Tina looked at me with that look of, I could have told you that, but you know, right? But she was a little distressed too, because, you know, I run 100 miles an hour, so to speak, sometimes with the real estate stuff, and she smiles and humors me. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is her investment too. So trust me when I tell you, she was so happy that we had actually stopped and taken the time to call you. And even better, you were available to us. I mean,
absolutely.
You picked up the phone. We had that 5-minute conversation. Now, we did buy that house, and of the three, it's still the slightly underperforming one, but it is doing what we expected to do from a metric perspective. And here's the other thing that you and I didn't know when we were having that conversation. We had no idea what was going to happen with appreciation in the markets. We had no idea what was going to come out of the coronavirus era. And I'll tell you what. Some good things have happened. Hey, we're going to the break, Sorrell, and when we come back, I'm going to shut up a little bit, and I'm going to let you start talking. You okay with that?
I'm good.
We will be right back after this.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
You know, I love it when the big voice says, and now let's get back to your map to financial freedom. See, if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you know exactly what that means. It means that you're a member of the organization, you have educated yourself, you have found the appropriate mentors to advise you, you've built a team around you, and you've gone forward not only with the knowledge, but with a skill set so that you can achieve the results you're trying to achieve. And Sorrell is just one of those guys that is available as a part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community to provide dedicated mentoring services, but he only focuses on the single family space. He doesn't get into the multifamily space, although I know for a fact Sorrell owns apartment units too. So Sorrell, let me hit you with the background real quick, because I kind of took that away from you because I was all talky, but give us a real quick scenario of what got you to the point of joining Lifestyles Unlimited, and then how did you change your life from there?
Okay. Let me go back a couple of decades first. I was in sales for most of my career, and made a bad job decision. I always worked at a job. I never ran a business. I never had that entrepreneurial spirit that, you know, you and Dal and some people talk about. But I made a bad job decision literally a month before 9/11 and struggled for a couple of years after that. And so then I ended up in this travel company, which is, I was already a traveler, but that's where everything exploded. So I worked there for 14 years. But because of, you know, not saving a lot in my early life and then kind of losing almost everything in 2001, I started from ground zero in my late 40s at that point. And so I was on track. I was working a lot and succeeding. I became vice president of the company where I was working. So I was trying to catch up. I was just trying to save money to catch up for the previous 30 years. I didn't save right. And then I started running into roadblocks with the government. I made too much to contribute to an IRA, and I was over contributing because I was a highly compensated employee. And I could, even though I was trying to contribute 15% in the IRA, I'm sorry, the 401k and the catch up contributions, because by then I was over 50. They wouldn't allow that. I had to drop it down to 8% because that's what the company average was.
And so shame on you for being successful, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You make too much money to save for retirement. And the concept was just mind-boggling to me. And so I was a Dave Ramsey guy. That kind of pulled me out of that hole I was in after 2001. And so I heard Lifestyles on the radio. And it made sense. I joined. I wasn't skeptical of the company or the concept or anything else. I was I had Dave Ramsey. I joked that I had Dave Ramsey on one shoulder and Dal on the other shoulder, and I was hesitant to go back into debt. But I was paying off my house when I joined Lifestyles, and so I actually had to make a spreadsheet, and I made a spreadsheet. This was in late 2013 when I joined, and had I stayed on that spreadsheet, I would have paid off my house in November of 2019. And I would have started saving money to buy a single family property in cash, like Dave Ramsey teaches. And I would do that probably sometime right around now, or maybe early next year. But I would still be working. And so I ran the spreadsheet that way, and I ran it, doing the Dell's way. And it made more sense. And so I decided to join Lifestyles. Well, I was already a member of Lifestyles. I decided to use leverage, the smart money, and do it that way. But even then, when I first started, it was more, I still was thinking I was going to work till I was 70 years old. And I would have these houses to supplement my retirement income when I turned 70. And about halfway, two years into it, that's when I realized that I can pour pour the gasoline on this fire over here, and I can actually leave my job at some point. And I was able to do that 3.5 years after I joined Lifestyles.
I'm sitting back listening to your story, and I've heard your story a couple times. And this time when you told it, I really honed into something that I've never really honed into before. And if you're cool with it, I'd like to go down this avenue. So you had a spreadsheet all laid out, path A, path B. Now, mm-hmm. at the time you're building this spreadsheet, you're still, for the most part, kind of fairly still committed to path A, the original path, right?
I was committed to path A in that I was looking at real estate investing as additional income 15 years down the road or 12 years down the road, additional retirement income. I wasn't looking at it as retiring.
Initially. Okay. So what caused you to bail on the Dave Ramsey approach and go full in with the Del Walmsley approach?
I had already bailed on the Dave Ramsey approach because when I joined Lifestyles, I actually stopped contributing to my 401k. So I was all in at that point.
Okay.
But I was still looking at it as I'm going to build this retirement income, this real estate income, and still continue to work. And then when I get to the point, somewhere around 70, I would have hopefully a large amount of income because that my 401k is not going to provide me. And then within a few months, I realized that, I need to put my money into real estate versus the 401k. So that was the first step. And then a couple of years later is when I realized that, and what the big change was that the real estate was growing so much faster than the 401k was growing.
Interesting, isn't it?
Very interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, everybody knows the 401k doesn't actually put money in your pocket. It just appreciates.
Yeah.
And so when I started buying, you know, I bought two houses the first year, or four houses the first year, I guess. And I was making over $2,000 cash flow. I mean, money in my pocket. And I'd been investing in retirement income, 401ks for years. And no one had ever put any money in my pocket. You know, it was just appreciating. Well, I was getting over $2,000 of cash flow, and my real estate was appreciating. It was doing exactly what the 401k was doing, plus the other four ways that we make money in real estate.
So I'm sitting back and I'm thinking to myself, this is, you know, a couple years ago, you just gave yourself essentially a $24,000 a year raise just by going out and buying those properties, renovating them, putting great residents into those properties, and then just effectively operating those properties. I mean, wasn't too
in the first year.
Yeah. Wasn't that enough, or did you go for more?
Oh, I definitely went for more. I was making good money. So I needed a little bit more than $2,000 a month before I could retire. That's why I just kept investing in first in single family. And then about two years into it, and then I moved over to multifamily.
So how long did it take you to get to that point where you actually were looking at your spreadsheet and you had the epiphany that you didn't need to work anymore, that the passive income had exceeded what your net pay was from your W-2 job?
It took about, it was at the two-year mark, I guess.
2 years. 2 years. That is an impressive result. I'll tell you what, Sorrell, we're going to break again. When we come back from the break, maybe we could talk to guys about, hey, you can do it in 2 years. As a matter of fact, we're going to go there. Stick around.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is, you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'll tell you what, you should be very, very, very excited that Sorrell's on the show, because we're about ready to get into some conversation that might change your world. It might actually flip a switch in your mind that will communicate to you that everything that we're talking about in this segment, you can do it too. Trust me, if I can do it, you can do it too. So, Sorrell, as we're going to break, I hit you with that big question. I said, how long did it take you to literally get to a point where you were receiving passive income from the real estate investments that you'd made, and you realized that the two-year mark, that the passive income was equaling or exceeding your take-home pay. Is that an anomaly or what?
I didn't understand your question. I know we'll come up on a break, and I answered it incorrectly. So let me rephrase that.
Oh, okay. That's
the
cool.
Two-year mark was when I realized that this would be more of a retirement path rather than just a long-term path to supplementing my retirement income at 70 years old. So the two-year mark is when my mindset changed. It was, and at that point is when I started looking and thinking, and then I would, somewhere between 4 and 5 years from when I started, I would be able to retire. and it turned out to be 3.5 years. So my income hit that point at 3.5 years, not 2 years. 2 years is when I went from supplemental income 10 years down the road or whatever to, you know, to setting a goal. Like I said, initial goal was about 4.5 years, and it turned out to be 3.5 years.
Okay, so the adjusted number is really 3.5 years.
Right.
That's still an awesome number, dude. Come on, 3.5 years? We've had these conversations with Dell, and he talks about in the old days, the original map was focused on a 7-year plan, and,
right,
you know, we as members were destroying the 7-year number. We're getting it done a lot sooner, and he went, well, maybe I need to adjust it down to 5, and that's kind of what we're telling people, right? But you got it done in 3.5. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And as a mentor, I tell people, you know, 3 to 5 years, and you know, David Fisher and his group, they have what they call the Deuces Club, where they're doing it in 2 years. So the number gets smaller and smaller as the system, you know, improves, and there's more and more success to emulate. You know, people go forward and send back a map, and so it gets better and better and better.
So if somebody was out there listening to us and they're thinking, you know, I can do what those guys do. I could do this real estate stuff. What advice would you give them? I mean, what's the first thing you would tell somebody listening to us to do?
First of all, and what we do with when people come into the challenge program is where they get the single family mentoring. First of all, they teach that even in the 2-day training is, you know, make a financial statement, see where you are, what you have, how much liquid cash do you have, and then where do you have the hidden money that people don't necessarily think about, equity stocks, equity in your personal residence, stocks, you know, toys, you know, people have actually, you know, sold their boats and things like that because, you know, their money that's tied up in things that are not giving them any kind of income. And so let's figure out what you have. And then, you know, how much does it take to replace your income? And then what we do in our very first meeting with members is to, you know, you're here and you need to get here. Let's lay out the roadmap to get you from point A to point B.
So laying out that roadmap is really important. And, you know, I think people tend to miss that first step that you describe with regards to figuring out what that financial statement looks like. Because I don't know about you, Sorrell, but when I went to school, in public school, in high school, they never taught me any of that stuff. And even when I went to college and earned 2 business degrees, it was never there was never a focus or an emphasis on the individual. It was always focused on the organization or the company. So do you find that some members come to you and they just really don't understand that financial statement piece?
Absolutely. I mean, most people do, because like you said, no one is taught that. And you know, I work with, you know, CPAs that you know, aren't taught that. And, I've worked with one financial planner who wasn't taught that. And so, it's absolutely, it's a different mindset when you come to lifestyles.
So somebody lays out that plan. They understand where their money's at. And they've made decisions maybe to dispose of certain assets. Like in my case, I got rid of a motorcycle that I owned free and clear because there was, you know, 15 grand parked in my garage that wasn't doing anything for me. So we just sold it, extracted the money, put it into an apartment deal. Having said that, if somebody lays out their financial plan and it makes total sense and they decide their modality is going to be single family, Can they actually get themselves retired buying single family?
It depends on their what income they're looking to replace. I mean, I work with people who make, you know, average incomes. You know, the average income in the country, I don't know, I've heard the numbers, but I'm thinking it's probably in the low 50s. And I work with high net worth individuals who have, you know, incomes of hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you can absolutely replace a $50,000 income with nothing but single family homes. You could replace $200,000 income with single family homes. You would just need a lot of them. And it's not the highest and best use of your money, as I think the term Dell uses and Dave Fisher uses, to do that in single family homes. So, and one of the things we talk to him as single family mentors, we talk to him about, you have, you know, $300,000 liquid. You can buy, 60 houses and manage 60 houses. Or you can buy an apartment complex, or you can be a passive investor in multiple apartment complexes. And that money grows much faster. It starts off slower, but, you know, a few years down the road, and you know and I know we're both passive investors in multifamily, the advantages of being in multifamily. But as even as single-family mentors, we will talk to people about that and, you know, help them, you know, to decide which way they want to go. And if they do decide they want to go multifamily, then we send them over to the multifamily consultant.
So for the typical new investor that comes to Lifestyles Unlimited, goes through our financial freedom educational course, they get all the information that they need, and then they decide that they want dedicated mentoring services and some of the other things that we include in, say, the challenge and the preferred membership. Is there a certain point where you sit down with your mentee and you talk about that transition point to away from single family and into multifamily? I mean, is that something that you build into the overall counseling, or how does that work?
Absolutely. When someone joins at either of those two levels, they have a initial meeting with their challenge member, meaning they're focusing on single family. They have an initial meeting with the single family mentor, and we will talk to them about their current situation, where they may be in a couple of years. If they want to move to multifamily, we can lay out even the what ifs from, you know, for a couple of years down the road. And then if when they're by some single family, they may want to convert those, or then they're ready to move to multifamily, we'll absolutely sit down again with them and talk about that. If someone is a preferred member, they can and most do have both a multifamily initial meeting and a single family initial meeting. And some people go strictly multifamily. Some people, as preferred members, they do single family first. Some people do single family and multifamily at the same time. But at any point, they can always sit down with us again. And if they're doing single family, concentrating on single family, they sit down with us again. And we will help them analyze their portfolio and do some cash out refis. We can, you know, determine if they should sell those properties. And then, you know, take that money and move it to multifamily, either as an independent owner or as a passive investor. Some even become lead investors.
So the natural progression of the real estate investor is alive and well in the mentoring community of Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, Sorrell just told you that it doesn't matter what you want to do. If you want to invest in single family, fine. But at a certain point, we would like to encourage you to consider multifamily. But if you don't want to, that's okay too, because this is all about you. When we come back from the break, I'm going to ask him what kind of mistakes you should avoid. Stick around. When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them, and that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. All right, before I get into talking about scuba diving with Sorrell, because I'll tell you what, he and I actually have a trip planned that he turned me on to, and I'm really looking forward to it. But before we talk about us and our personal needs, we really need to focus on you and sharing with you information that maybe nobody else has bothered to share with you. And since I've got Sorrell with me, and trust me, Sorrell is a wealth of institutional knowledge when it comes to single family investing. The guy not only is a master craftsman when it comes to the art of doing it on his own, he also advises many, many, many members in Lifestyles Unlimited on the right way to do stuff. Even yours truly, who was at a point of weakness on the purchase of a property. He needed somebody to call to let him know that it was going to be okay, but to remind him that if it didn't work, he needed to forget about it and move on to the next thing. So, Sorrell, what in your wisdom do you believe is the number one mistake people tend to make when they get started in buying real estate for investment purposes?
There's two ways to answer that, Al. The first kind of global mistake people make, and you know, Dell taught it to me when I took the 2-day training from him. You took it, I think, from David. And David, I know, teaches it because I went to his 2-day just a couple of months ago. And at the very beginning, they say go to the back of the book and write down, I did not do what Dell said to do. I did not do what David said to do. And when things go wrong, you're basically not following the lifestyles model. So that's the global answer is, you know, from Dell's plan, the way Dell executes it, David executes it. We have probably 4 or 5 2-day presenters, the, you know, the life changers, we call them, around the country. And the way they teach it is kind of the guidepost and do it this way. And then even from for our FFP members, there's the member services that help guide them through. There's all the education, and there's the mentoring at the top two levels. And so the global answer is people don't do what lifestyle is teaching to do. And the in single family, in my experience, the biggest problem that people have is moving too quickly. And they, you know, right now the market is hot all over the country, and you have to move quickly, but you have to move quickly with the right education, and you don't make rash decisions. And people are skipping things like probably the most prominent is an inspection. And we have people moving forward, and then they're into a rehab, and they already own the property, and something major comes up, and it's a $3,000, $5,000 expense. And I'll say, well, before you even closed on the property, before you even went under contract on the property, what did your inspection report say? They didn't have an inspection. And when someone faces a major unexpected expense, my experience has been they almost always skip the inspection. So that's the more individual answer, compared to the global answer I gave earlier.
So really, at the end of the day, it's all about information flow. I mean, that's what education's about. That's what we do in the educational piece. We share information, and that inspection that, you know, might cost you what are they going for, like $400 or $500 a day for a good quality inspector? What are you paying?
About $350 to $400 in Houston right now.
Okay. Yeah. I think I paid $400 here in the San Antonio market. And then when I bought my house, it was a little more expensive because it's a bigger property, but, that's gold, man. That's like cheap insurance.
Exactly. You know? That's what I tell people. You're buying a $150,000 to $200,000 investment. You're putting, right now in today's market, out of pocket of Houston is about $30,000. Why would you skimp on $400? And let's say you pay the $400 and inspection yields all kinds of problems, walk away. And that's, you didn't waste $400. You saved yourself $3,000, $5,000.
Cheap insurance, very cheap insurance. Yeah. Well, what other types of inspections outside of, having a real, really qualified, not a guy that just like puts little things in the walls and the lights go off. I'm talking about a quality inspector that actually gets into the details, but what other inspections would you advise somebody to do in conjunction with that inspection that would keep them from, spending, let's call it a money pit,
Well, you said the key word, quality inspection. Once you get the quality inspection, they will yield things that you don't see. And that's when you will then get the additional inspections. They can tell you that the foundation is off. And foundations in Houston are off a lot. And that's when you then get a foundation inspection. They can tell you that the water is draining slowly, and therefore you need a plumber to do a sewer scope. And they can tell you that the roof is, is 15 years old and it has very little life left in it. That's when you'll get a roof rod to get on the roof. And so the quality inspection will then, guide you in what additional inspections are going to be needed. You don't necessarily need to go out and get every inspection out there, but you use that original general quality inspection to guide you toward the other inspections that are needed.
So how much time does somebody need to reserve to do all this stuff? I mean, and it, can you build this into the contract when you're buying the property to give you the ability to do certain inspections? And if it doesn't work out, you can either retrade or walk away?
There's not a lot of time now because the market is so hot. It's a seller's market. There's limited inventory and there's lots of prospective buyers. And so, and what Lifestyles teaches, and it varies from market to market in our three big Texas markets, and then in Arizona and Georgia and other places, we have realty teams and mentoring and all that. It varies from market to market, but when properties hit the market today, they're going to go very quickly. And so we want you to be prepared. We want you to, to have a general contractor go out with you and give you an estimate. You know, we want you to pay for that inspection right up front if you need to do that. And you need to do that, not if you need to do it. And so you're gonna know some things before you even, sign a contract and put down a deposit. And so, but again, you have to go into it educated because you are going to have to make decisions. In some cases, just a matter of hours. But if it doesn't work, then you definitely want to walk away.
Sounds like you also need to organize your team. You need to figure out who's available to you, and maybe you need to have, kind of like an NFL team where you got your starters and then you got your second stringers that could be called in if the starters aren't available, huh?
Absolutely. What we teach is in the Houston market is before you even look at a property, you need to have a team. You need to have, five or six general contractors you've already established a relationship with. Because you may get an email from a realtor who's working on your behalf saying, here's a property that meets your criteria. And right now it's noon. Can you see this property at 6 o'clock tonight? And you need to call your favorite general contractor and say, can you meet me at 6 o'clock tonight? If number one's not available, go to number two, go to number three, go to number four. It's not just, first and second string. It's first, second, fourth, fifth string. And so you need that general contractor to meet you at the property within 4 or 5 business hours sometimes. Same thing with an inspector. You need to have an insurance broker on your team that you can call and say, I'm looking at 123 Main Street tonight at 6. Please give me an estimate on what you think the insurance is going to be. And, of course, you're already pre-approved, so you already have your mortgage teams already, lined up. So there's a lot that has to be done before you even see your very first property. And there's a whole class that Lifestyles teaches on that, how to build your team.
Oh, that's actually a pretty important class, because I was just sitting here Absolutely. Thinking, holy smokes, I got to find 5 general contractors. I got to find the insurance. I got to find the lit. But doesn't Lifestyles kind of make that all really easy for us? I mean, don't we have a vendor
Absolutely.
Program? Yeah,
we have a vendor program, and the vendors are there. And then that class teaches you how to work with that vendor list and how to establish these people before you even look at the property the first time.
So really everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is designed to help our members become efficient and effective at the same time.
Absolutely. Dell put the program together over 30 years ago, and it's just grown from there. And people like David and Greg Scott and Lee Reeves, all the people, and there's others, I can't even think of their names, that do the initial training and then the mentoring and the consultants. And I've heard Dell use the phrase many times that, people go out and they're the first ones out, and they then send back the map, and the map gets better and better and better every year.
Yeah, it does. It does. Okay, Sorrell, I got like a minute left in the show. Dude, we've got to talk scuba. So you sent me this beautiful email about, I've got a scuba trip in Cozumel coming up in December. And you know what I did? I didn't even respond to the email. I just went to work trying to get my reservations. And then I think you talked to my son, and he's like, hey, is your dad going scuba diving? And my son's like, yeah, you think you need to talk to Sorrell? So tell me about what we're going to experience down there.
Well, I have to tell you, I know we have a shorter time. I got to tell you real quick. I've been trying to get you to go scuba diving for over probably 2 years now, Al. And
True.
The funniest thing, you sent me one day. We had one kind of in the books and in the works, and you had to apologize. And you're so funny. You said to me, Sorrell, you're like the pretty girl that that you always want the date, then you're not ready when it happens. And
I think I said something like, you're like the pretty girl. I ask you out for the date, and when the date comes, I don't even bother to show up. I mean,
exactly.
Really? Come on. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
we
I guess
finally
that's
got
our
it going, though.
That's our scuba story for the day. I guess I'm going to have to bring you back after we go scuba diving so we can tell people about what the lifestyle is like. And for those of you wanting to get started, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshops.com.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.